Riding high after Kabhi To Nazar Milao, Adnan Sami recently came out with another chart topper, Tera Chehra. Tera Chehra is barely 2 weeks into its release and has an average customer rating of 4 out of the maximum 5 stars. Early recognition as a musical prodigy, thorough grounding in instrumental music in England, and the move to the pop genre in Pakistan with some more than memorable singles, those were Adnan's early years. He went on to collaborate with some Indian artists, most recently with Melody Queen Asha Bhonsle. Their two albums together set the charts afire. All along, he's been an artist who composes, sings, performs from the heart.
I've tried to bring about songs and compositions that are very reflective of my own mood. Every song that I sing or compose represents a certain moment in my life, a certain feeling that I undergo.
Behind that chubby face and cherubic smile lie oodles of creative talent, and the people love every part of it. He belongs to a class all of his own. Adnan Sami's control over his voice and notes, his tunes and instruments stems from a depth of understanding of almost all musical genres that is perhaps unparalleled. He grew up listening to music ranging from Chopin and Mozart to Beatles and Bee Gees. It was impartiality to any one genre that brought him into music's universal family. A master on the piano, and through it the keyboard, he plays the violin as much ease as the tabla. And he says it's all about widening the canvas, understanding the universality of music.
In my music, I guess you will find a lot of different influences with respect to, geographical places that I have had the good fortune of living and learning from. So you will find Arabic shades in my music. You will find Western classical, jazz, of course Indian classical music, and then I learned Indian classical music from Pandit Shiv Kumar Sharma Ji. So I guess at the end of the day, a musician is what he absorbs as he moves along in life.
That Sami holds the world record for fastest playing of the piano is well known. He well nigh defies the instrument.
When I look at the piano, I see that here's an instrument which is probably one of the most versatile instruments in the world. It can lend itself to Western classical music, to jazz, to R&B, to pop music. It has weathered all kinds of musical storms, all kinds of trends. It has managed to stay there. It's great for ballads. It's great for passion. It's great for all kinds of different styles. And when I fell in love with Indian classical music, I wanted to play it. And then at that time it was too late for me to start an Indian instrument. So I decided to stay loyal to my piano.
Tera Chehra, with 8 tracks, has at its central theme the celebration of beauty. But like Kabhi To Nazar Milao, there are plenty of other flavors thrown in too. An upbeat fun song called Kabhi Nahi and a song with a classical bass, Nain Se Nain. Adnan Sami says music is the deepest and most profound form of expression. Life itself, he says, is a musical journey, a journey that allows him to delve deep into his consciousness and brings him joy. And it brings joy to countless others too. Punam Dagar, ANI.